G'day folks. Today you've probably seen a post that I put up on our Facebook page in relation to GHB. GHB is a shocking drug. Now what's happened since then is Cynthia Rodian, a mother of twin daughters, they're 33 years of age and they are addicted to that drug. It's a shocking situation that Cynthia is in and I can sympathise with her. As a parent, I was going to read you Cynthia's message she sent us, but I cried six times when I attempted to read it on a podcast. So I brought my wife Kelly in to read Cynthia's message, and then we'll chat after that.
Cynthia writes, GHB is bloody evil and causes total destruction in people. Sadly, I have 33-year-old twin daughters who have been using this drug, amongst others, for the past few years. I have seen exactly what you say here. They've both overdosed several times to be worked on by paramedics, having to put tubes down their throats so they can breathe for them. Taken to hospital and put in induced comas, only for them to wake up and be angry, abusive, and not cooperative at all. Then to be released to go home, and they just take more. It is so cheap to buy and can be ordered in liter bottles, 10 at a time, and probably more sent from China through our mail system. This is what totally blows my mind of how this can be done and how the hell it gets through customs. It affects the human body in such tragic ways and is extremely sad to see. The testing for it is very expensive, is what the authorities say. I say a human life is priceless. It doesn't show up in a normal drug test, which is an attractive trait for the drug user. People pass out while driving and all sorts, putting innocent people in the community at risk. This drug truly needs to be tested for roadside testings and in places such as correction officers, so we as a community can try to curb its use and the devastation that it's causing. Sorry for my rant, but I need to get it all off my chest. A lot of people are unaware of this drug and the increase in its use in our community, sadly. I have become aware of this through the heartache of seeing my daughters use it, and it's also a very bad drug to withdraw from.
That was a very powerful message that Cynthia sent. Obviously, as a parent, you can understand that if you're listening. How could I not respond? My response was, we are hearing you. The drug, as you probably understand, comes in two forms of manufacturing, salt-based and chemical-based. Chemical-based sounds like what your daughters were or are taking. That causes those effects. Salt-based, on the other hand, simply makes you pass out and you wake up. Either way, it is a terrible drug and is often used in date rapes. Thank you for your story. This is why we are here, to hear these stories so other parents, users, and all can see and understand the consequences. Bless you, madam. If you need to talk, reach out. We will be happy to do an episode so you can speak about this to other parents so they can be educated. I will pass you back now for Cynthia's response to that.
Thank you kindly for hearing me. I don't normally get heard as I don't have family support and I've distanced myself from any friends I had as they just don't get it or understand it at all. They would say to me to just wash my hands of them as they're adults and they're choosing to make their choices. Yes, I totally get that. but they are and always will be my kids, and I would never turn my back on them no matter what. I've had to adjust a lot of the ways that I help them so as not to be enabling them, and even that is hard and took a long time for me to do. So again, thank you. And thank you for the offer of me to reach out. I may just do that in the near future, and I would be more than happy to speak with you on an episode so as to educate others. So feel free to contact me if it comes about. Bless you.
Cynthia, you will be heard. You will be heard on an episode on this show because we want to educate others, and I appreciate you. I understand you, and I am so sorry for the situation you are going through. Folks, no matter what it takes, whether I have to drive to Cynthia's house or I can get her online somehow through our podcasts and laptops, but we will hear from Cynthia because she needs to be heard. Bless you, folks. Love and respect. Don Barron.